Proclamation number 8833 of 26th of July, 1964. Precondition for the working of the Spirit. The simple request to fill you with my Spirit is enough to be full of the Spirit, provided that the mouth does not only express it, but it rises up to me out of the deepest heart. Because I am pleased with every man who sends this request to me, he still wants to have clarity of his thoughts, and this according to pure truth. What therefore could I rather do than to direct light there, where such is desired? And according to his desire for truth the human being will now also be considered, according to his degree of love will also be the fullness of the flow of strength of grace, so that one can certainly speak of a noticeable radiating of strength, which then expresses itself in individual gifts of the Spirit, which are outwardly recognizable, which obviously gives a fellow human being the conviction that he is filled by the Spirit of God. But then it would always only be exceptional cases, whereas I have given you humans the promise to send the Comforter to all those who believe in me and keep my commandments, for to them I will reveal myself. And whether this also happens through a vessel which is the task of receiving the word from myself, I nevertheless address you all with it. So I reveal myself to you all. And you would not understand me if I did not illuminate your spirit, if I myself could not work in you. Or also, because you are active in love you yourselves kindle a light in you which enlightens you. You awake the spiritual spark in you to life, and this now has an effect on you from the inside. You grasp everything that is presented to you, and the knowledge of it lets your love for me flare up ever brighter without being outwardly visibly recognizable. And this baptism of the Spirit I meant, for at the time when I walked on earth people were still blind in spirit, my work of redemption had not yet taken place through which they could become free from blindness. I spoke of a baptism of fire, of a light of love which would flare up in them and thus also, like a bright fire, cause the spirit to awaken, and which would drive away spiritual blindness. I announced my spirit's walking in people because I wanted to guide them into knowledge, and this was precisely only possible through loving activity. And so all men, who stand in love, must also think right, if they desire to think right, because this condition I set for those in whom my spirit is to work. Outwardly recognizable gifts of the Spirit are connected with an obligation that the still weak fellow men are touched in a form, which lets their weak faith revive. Why I also give knowledge of their mission at the same time to those who are in possession of these gifts. And then also obvious signs can be spoken of an inner calling, which that man has received from me, whom I have chosen for it. But how often does my adversary intervene here as well, who makes use of people who still walk in error and whom he wants to strengthen in this belief to be permeated by the Spirit of God by putting them into purely physical excitement, and they now speak incomprehensibly and believe to be under the influence of my Spirit. He can only ever have an effect where people are in error and do not allow themselves to be taught, where the desire for truth does not prevail in them, which would protect them from his influence. And so also these will speak of a spirit walk, but which is to be treated with caution, because they lack the inner knowledge when and where the spirit works, and therefore they make use of something, but for which the desire for truth is the prerequisite, but which they do not possess. Because the knowledge about it would also awaken humility in them, but which those do not possess who believe to be filled by the Spirit of God. Amen.